Hello, it has been a week, a fantabulous week. I think I should own the word fantabulous. I could own it, I suppose. I'm really happy because all tech checks worked great I'm running Linux, and so I've got tech checks. I didn't have to tweak stuff or unplug stuff or rearrange stuff. So no, I installed a driver and it made the computer run a little bit slower, but the tech stuff is where it should be. I turn the microphone off, I turn it on, the computer knows what settings override which preferences, etc. Like it's all you know, they know the priorities. They got the priorities straight in the computer system. This week, now this is the Podcast Weekly, my announcements update stuff on my desk podcast. As I guess I'm a MGTOW. I'm a MGTOW in Asia. Men going his own way. I suppose MGTOWs can get married if they want, but not because someone else told them to. You know what? I don't want to try to define what MGTOW is and parse it all. In my crazy, interesting life, lots to go over, lots happening here in Asia, which I'm going to get into in the Taiwan special. But before I get to those episodes, I want to let you know, I've been griping about this advertising service that I've been creating, PacificDailyAds.com. I've been talking about this. You can go see what it looks like. But I've got a new name. I've got a new domain. A new name and a new domain. I've polished it. I've finished it. I've pulled all the plastic bubble wrap off. I've swept the floor. The walls are painted. The keys are sitting on the counter. I even put toilet paper and air freshener in the bathrooms and soap in the kitchen along with a washcloth. It is a clean, delightful home with some native furniture ready to be moved into. All I've got to do now is move in. The tests are done. The tweaks are done. I'm probably going to discover hiccups in the... Well, do you get hiccups? No, you don't have hiccups in a road. You have bumps in a road. Whatever it is, the hiccups and the bumps in the road, I'm going to find as I go along, but everything theoretically is finished and done and ready to go. I don't know when I'll actually get it to launch because I've got to go set up back-end stuff that I've been assuming is fine for the last 6 months because I've been like developing this website. It's been in a certain place. And I've been developing it 6 months, and I don't have a complete list of all the things that I've set up. So some things I'm answering, oh, that's right, we've got to turn on the hot water. You know, I might see some of those things. So it's ready, and I'm thrilled and excited. It's kind of a bold, tough. No, I've got the new name. I've got the new logo. There's kind of a cool little artistic thing going on in the logo. Maybe you'll figure it out. So I don't know. New advertising network. We'll see. I don't know. See, I might call some buddies and look into seeing if anybody wants to help promote it. excuse me. We'll see. We'll see if anybody wants to help me promote it. No, I've been working on this thing for 6 months. You know, one thing that came up, you know, there's these new internet regulations. Okay. The way it's already set and programmed to obey those laws. Before I found out about the new California law it's a law. If you want all the private information Google has on you, they have to just give it to you. And the problem is Google has been just collecting and sweeping up everybody's data. They've been bulldoze shoveling your data without your clear permission, without any respect to you. Maybe they've got it justified and excused somehow in their complicated terms of service buried in some paragraph somewhere, sprawled out and diced up and scattered throughout different things here and there so they can justify to themselves what they do, maybe, but they don't have like a list like, this is your data and here you can have it. I already had it set up to do that without it needing to be for that purpose, just to be an honest, clear person. It wasn't even about wanting to download your personal data. It was about wanting to download your stuff because it's what you want, right? You know, so I already had that all set up before I found out the California, before I found out about the California law. So, in fact, when you delete yourself from this ad service, you delete yourself so badly that we don't even know who you are anymore. We have no idea who you are. All we have is data that may have been remotely related to you, which is still available for $1,000 after you delete it because of the trouble we have to go through to find it buried. But as a logged in user, you can just download all the data we have and see everything we've got about you. It's pretty special and grand. The Europe law, you know, that little cookie notice, we use cookies on our website. So it's like, you're not in the pastry business. Why are you telling me about cookies? You know, no, that was a lame joke. Sorry. But that Europe law, actually, as I understand the Europe law, if you're just a dude or a local, just a family, little tiny small operation, you don't have to put that on your website, even if you're in Europe. That's what I understand. That law is only, as I understand, it's only for companies with 250 employees or more, which means they've got the staff to understand and apply the law. Yep. And I think it's, you know, big companies. And then also, it's not for all cookies. There are some cookies which are absolutely necessary for a normal functioning website. Like if you click on something, something happens, and that uses a cookie to make the something happen. Well, you don't have to put up a notice and permission in order to be able to click on stuff. In fact, clicking that you reject cookies activates a cookie, but it's an essential cookie, and those types of cookies you don't have to keep. The only types of cookies that it keeps are like, if you log in and it remembers you, or if it's tracking your web browser, without your permission, you know, that type of thing. That's the only time, it's actually, a lot of people are irritated with the Europe law, but actually it makes a lot of sense. Now, maybe it's a more recent version that makes more sense, but, I don't know. Speaking of websites and theming, well, I changed PacificDailyTimes.com. I changed it from a default dark theme into a default white theme. It still has the dark theme available. It's just that the instead of clicking to get the white theme, you've got to click to get the black theme. I don't know. You know what? When you look at website themes and our preference for white or black, it actually goes a lot like American culture. It's funny. The more that our culture accepts black people, the more the world accepts black websites. Isn't that it? Maybe the reason we want these glaring, bright, eyesore, bright flash, possibly expensive, possibly not, white websites is because we're website bigots. Have you ever thought about that? It's an interesting correlation that's going on. If you have black on your screen, it's not necessarily less expensive as far as the electricity energy it's costing. Sometimes it actually costs, your screen uses more electricity and energy in order to black out certain pixels because it does something else to hide the light. So having all white might not, that's a thing. So Apple had something where if it's black, then it actually looks black. You know how black colors appear like some sort of a gray? Yeah, that's what I'm talking. No, I've talked too much. Anyhow, it's an exciting, thrilled, packed week and lots to talk about in the Taiwan special. So see you tomorrow.